Victoria by the Kinks from 1969. Bit of trivia about Queen Victoria. She reigned from 1837 to 1901, and married her first cousin, Prince Albert, in 1840, and had 9 kids, and they spread all over Europe into various kingdoms, giving her the nickname the Grandmother of Europe. So there you have it. This is 1969, though. The show is called 1.21 Gigawatts here on BFF.fm. And we're going to play some soul music. Here's Ben E. King.
Let's not fight it anymore. Unpack the bags and close the door. I'll never leave you. No, no. Though you lied right from the start, I can't convince my stupid heart not to believe you. You got 2 good men strung out, and there's not the slightest doubt that other men have loved you before. But you work your things so well, I'll dream of heaven and live in hell till I can't take it anymore.
Take it anymore.
If I had 1 ounce of pride, I'd stand up or step aside. But girl, I love you.
Can't you tell it?
So I'll accept the crumbs you drop, 'cause I'm a fool and I can't stop or rise above you. Let him speak up for himself. I speak for me and no one else, 'cause I'm a beggar knocking on your door. Oh, you work your thing so well, I'll dream of heaven and live in hell till I can't take it anymore.
Take it anymore.
I'm too far gone to turn around, to lift myself up off the ground and start all over, over and over and over. Now him or I must win or lose, no matter which one you may choose, you'll be in clover. You know you will. Darling, while you're making up your mind, girl, I'll be praying all the time, praying that you never, never, never be letting me go. Hell till I can't take it anymore. Oh no, no, no. Girl, you work your thing so well, dream of heaven and live in hell till I can't take it anymore. No, no, oh no. You know that you work that thing so well, I'll dream of heaven and live in hell till I can't.
These days you're gonna want me the same.
dance, but you lied and said you didn't want me to be your lover man. Just a matter of time, you just wait and see. I know you're gonna need someone like me, but it'll be too late.
presence of the Lord, Blind Faith, which consisted of Eric Clapton, amongst others. This would have been post-Cream, before his worst heroin addiction years, I guess you can call it. The album cover had a bit of controversy associated with it, considering it was a very young girl on it. And I think in the US, they couldn't even get that through. So they had to be, you know, a picture of the band looking solemn or something like that. I can highly recommend the new documentary Life in 12 Bars about Eric Clapton. Came out maybe a couple of months ago. And it kind of covers his whole career from start to finish, or well, start to current days, the ups and the downs. It's very well worth watching. This is obviously also a song from 1969, that is the theme this week. Before that, we had It's Too Late by Willie Hightower. I tried to find out a little bit more about this fellow, but there's apparently two Willie Hightowers in music, probably more than that, but two that I could find. So I had a bit of a hard time telling them apart, so you're going to have to just Google that yourself. And the first one, as mentioned, Benny King, Till I Can't Take It Anymore. A great song. He passed away just a couple years ago in 2015. This song was also apparently made into a country version that charted in just the year after, 1970. We're going to keep moving on. This is Carl Perkins.
Is opening, night is closing its door, and somewhere in the jungle a lion stretches out and roars. On a dirty street in a tenement house, a man unwraps himself from a dingy sheet, and he opens his eyes and he hates the bright sunrise. Somewhere in the jungle, a man cuts his way through the people in the bush, and the civilized seaman, whoa, yes he does. Don't ask me where I'm going, lady, dear lady, won't you tell him the boy just went. Think I'll lock up the door tonight and keep the sun shining, while somewhere in the jungle I listen to the lion roar again. I'm gonna go down south and ask the boss man for a clean cotton sack, yeah, so I can pick the little white balls and bring them all right back.
London from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. To Mexico, no, we couldn't look much stranger. Walking in a hall with his things and all, smiling said he was the Lone Ranger. Coming into Los Angeles, facts, if you please, Mr. Customs Man. On the moving floor, tripping on the escalator. There's a man in the line and she's blowing his mind, thinking that he's already made her. Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Coming in from London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Red Lady by Phil Cordell from 1969. Before that, Arlo Guthrie coming into Los Angeles. This is the Guthrie from the Woody Guthrie family. His second album was that, Running Down the Road. Before that, Carl Perkins, as mentioned, he is apparently one of Beatles' favorite bands, I guess, or artists. That kind of one of those inspirations to got them started. This would be from his album On Top. He started his career at Sun Studios in about 54, or his recording career, I should say. Other important Beatles-related facts in 1969 would be that they had their famous last public performance on the roof of their recording studio, or record labels rather, Apple Records, in 69. We also have Brian Jones passing away of the Rolling Stones in 69. And on the sort of businessy side of things, we have Boeing 747 launching in or doing its maiden flight. Same with Concorde, apparently, in 69. So there you have it. We're going to go into a slightly more folky set with Bridget St. John.
Oh, life. Well, spring has sprung. You would seem so frail in the cold of night when the armies of emotion go out to fight. But while the earth sinks to its grave, sail to the sky on the crest of a wave. So forget this cruel world where I belong. I'll just sit in the rain and sing my song. And if one day you should see me in the crowd, lend a hand and lift me your place in the
fall. off the blame. All day long I hear him hollering so loud, just crying out that he's not to blame.
I Shall Be Released by Nina Simone. It's originally a Bob Dylan song from a couple of years before this one, this being 1969. Before that, Nick Drake from his album Five Leaves Left from 69. The song is called Shallow Song. Nick Drake would obviously not be with us for much longer after this album. Unfortunately, a couple of years later he passed away. The first one in that set was a little bit of a weird one, Bridge of St. John. The song is called Song to Keep You Company, and this was recorded live at a what I thought first was a motoring show called Top Gear. It turns out it was a radio show by the BBC from 67 to 75. They attempted to combat the pirate radio station and Radio Luxembourg that was playing, you know, the young hip music of the era by having this radio show. And some good stuff came out of it, including that song. We're gonna play something slightly different from this. Let's see if you recognize where this was sampled.
Turn stranger. I should have thought about that when I met you. I should have run away from the danger. Oh, but like a child, I believe what you said. I let your lies burn dreams through my head. I let you have what you wanted, and now you're gone. And you left me cussing and crying in a canoe. I guess I have to keep on can on until they can on when I'm dead from heartaches.
Can on, can on.
You moved right in and took me, 'cause you knew I was impressed. All the time I thought you loved me yesterday. Now I know I was just another contest. And I can't
on
the way you hurt me.
Can't
on, and I'm a bad mistake.
Can't
on, well I guess I have to keep on can't on till I can't on when I'm dead from heartache.
Can't on, can't on,
can't on,
can't on,
can't on. Mark my word, you're gonna pay the price. You're gonna meet somebody someday somewhere that's gonna make you think twice. You're gonna meet yourself somebody. She'll leave you cussing and a crying in a can on.
Can on.
Not the way she hurts you.
Can on.
By your bad mistakes.
Can on.
But I guess you have to keep on can on till they carry you on when you're dead from heartaches.
Can on.
That's Ike and Tina Turner, Cussin', Cryin', and Carryin' On from 1969. Before that, Betty Harris. The song is called There's a Break in the Road. This would be her last single, as far as I can tell. She retired from music in 1970 to raise a family and never came back in any big way. Before that, the quiz question, Marva Whitney, Unwind Yourself was the song. The album is, or at least the compilation it's on, is James Brown's original Funky Divas, which is a great name for an album. This was sampled in 1988 for the first time, I think, in it by the 45 King on a track called The 900 Number. And this was then, I believe, sampled from that version in 1990 on a song called Hear the Drummer Get Wicked that was a hit by DJ Chad Jackson. So that's probably where you heard it before. In 1969, it was still a pretty good track. So there's that. We're going to play some Fela Kuti, Lover.
Mofé, mas vem no comilé. stared at the sky. We were grooving as the time rolled by. We better not stay here alone. It's getting late, I better take you home. Your mama's worried, oh, what will she do? What will she tell me? What will she tell you? She would understand. So baby, when I take you home, hold me by the hand. We told your mama that we'd be in by 8. She's probably wondering, oh, why we're late.
Should I take you home?
Should I take you home?
Or should I telephone?
Or should I telephone?
Should I take you home?
Should I Take You Home, Sonny and the Sunliners from 1969. They were apparently later known as Sonny and the Sunglows, or vice versa. They started out in San Antonio, Texas in 59. But before that, we had Fela Kuti from 69. It seems like this is a reissued album, so it's recorded in 69 at least, when he was living in Los Angeles and playing at Citadel de Haiti on Sunset Boulevard, practicing, I'm sure. We are, as usual, running out of time. We have time for just one more. I'm gonna play a Swedish track, Här kommer natten på Grågefält.
Dagens förvärv, då kommer natten. Staden lyser i alla regnbågens färger. Se staden lyser. Tappe, 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 la. Se alla människor som gråter, skrattar och lider. Här kommer natten. Tappe, 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 la.
Can I do?